听力课堂，听 class.com。
Workbook, Unit 9, Integrating Skills. Reading.
Angels in White. Fear had gripped the nation, indeed the whole world. An unknown deadly virus had infected thousands of people and was spreading quickly. There was no cure, and the number of cases was rising every day. In the media, SARS seemed to be the topic of every headline and news report. In Beijing, usually a lively and busy city, the streets were empty as people stayed at home in order to avoid the virus. The few who had to go outside covered their mouths with masks, which were soon to become symbols of the epidemic. The numbers of new and suspected cases were announced on the news each day, as was the number of deaths. As horrible as it was, SARS was not strong enough to break the determination of the Chinese people. Once the seriousness of the situation was fully understood, the government took quick and forceful action. Important safety rules were put in place. A new hospital was built in record time in Beijing, and schools were closed to prevent further spreading of the disease. Funds were provided to make sure that people who didn't have medical insurance could still get treatment. Doctors and scientists worked around the clock to determine the origin of the disease, and everyone did what they could to fight this new enemy. But what was perhaps most impressive were the fearless efforts of the workers on the front line. Despite the risks, thousands of nurses, doctors, and hospital staff risked their lives to take care of the infected patients. The danger was very real, especially in the beginning, when little was known about the new disease. Of the nearly 5,000 SARS cases in China, almost 19% were medical workers, and many more were among the suspected cases. Dressed in hot protective suits, separated from their families, these real-life heroes worked under great pressure. The brave doctors and nurses, who came to be known as the Angels in White, risked their lives in order to protect the country. Without their hard work and dedication, the steps taken by the government would have been useless. The difficult challenge brought out the best in many people, but it was the women who made the difference. More than half of the healthcare workers in China are women, and during the SARS period, they showed just how important and brave they are. One of the angels, Zhang Jihui, head nurse of Guangzhou First Municipal People's Hospital, kept a journal which was published in People's Daily and on the Internet. The journal shows not only the skill and discipline of the hospital workers, but also the love and friendship that helped them deal with the terrible challenges. In her journal, Zhang Jihui describes a phone call from her child. February 19th, Wednesday. I haven't been home for several days. Today, I received a call from my daughter. Mom, I really miss you. I promise not to upset you anymore, she said in her lovely, pleading voice. Will it make you happy if I sing a song for you? I couldn't help but cry, letting my tears freely run down my face. The SARS epidemic ended in the summer of 2003, after nearly 8 months of fear and suffering. The human and economic losses will be felt for years to come, and the emergency also showed several of the shortcomings of the country's medical and healthcare system. Some of the heroic sacrifices of the Angels in White could have been avoided. In the early stages of the epidemic, doctors, nurses, and other hospital workers were needlessly exposed to great danger as a result of poor administration and a lack of resources. Many important lessons have been learned, and the country is now better prepared to deal with future epidemics and emergencies. The Angels in White do not wish to be called heroes. Instead, they insist that they were simply doing their duty. In a time of fear and sadness, they provided hope and comfort for all of us. Not all of the healthcare workers who were infected with the SARS virus recovered. Many died in the line of duty and left their families, friends, fellow workers, and patients deeply saddened by the loss. Those who died will not be forgotten. On International Nurses Day, Vice Premier and Health Minister Wu Yi honored the nation's nurses, saying that they had made an important contribution. not only by fighting SARS, but also by improving public health care in China. In the hearts and minds of the Chinese people, the memories of the brave angels in white will live on forever.